This is Eliza from Mauna, and you're listening to CITR in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the unceded territorial and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, Canada. Hello. Welcome back.
Hi.
IC is here. It's Kyla. We're doing the chart show. It's a new time, but same mediocre radio content.
No, we love the CITR charts. They're
The charts are great. It's just when I decide to like play my own music and I'm like, this is fine. But hope you missed me. I was working, so I did not have time to have a radio show, but I'm back for at least 4 months. Then I leave again, and then I'll be back because I'm going on exchange. I should do like international broadcasts.
Yeah, we could live remote broadcast from Sweden.
Yeah.
I could
pre-record them and then just like send them.
But maybe they have a radio station at whatever university
Uppsala?
You're going to. Uppsala. Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to come up with like a name, but
I'll do it live, and I'll be like in like to all the Canadian people. I'll be like, haha, like 9 a.m. Swedish time, so like 2 a.m. where you are.
We need late content.
Honestly, hit me up. That's what I'll be doing. How are you, Isia?
I'm pretty good. I'm already swamped from school. Summer seemed really long, but I can't believe it's over. But also, I feel like I didn't do anything for 4 months. So I'm happy to be back and have an actual schedule, which is nice.
Routine is key in my life. I feel like I was floundering.
You were at the country club.
The country club.
Sounds like a great place.
I should have a radio show dedicated to what happened at the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, because it was shift work, it was like uneven hours, you know?
True.
So I never had a standard schedule. I don't know. School's nice. It's nice to be back. But at the same time, I'm so lazy. I'm like, what do you mean I have to start prioritizing things?
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it for like 2 weeks and then I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just going to quit.
I'm going to drop out. Sorry. Yep. Sorry, Mom.
Tis the plan.
I have nothing else interesting to talk about right now because we went through school pretty quick, but we've got some amazing songs. The charts this week were unreal. I love every single song. I mean, I always do, but I love every single song that we're going to play today. So we're going to start it off with Snackland and their song Winona off of their album Wizard Time, coming in at number 30 on the charts this week.
Thank you. The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back in town on Sunday, September 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for internships, language travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
All right, so what you just heard was Cherry Cola by Divorcer off their album Depth Jubilee, and then the middle song was 13 by Electric Youth off their album Memory Emotion, which I love that song, and then it was Winona by Snackland off their album Anyway, Wizard Time.
Nice.
We're very proud. Good. Most of them are like local bands and definitely all CanCon, so like local music is good music, people.
What Kyla said.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Carolyn Calloway drama?
I haven't. I don't even know who she is.
Okay, I didn't know who she was until Madeline, friend of the station who recently left, tragic, who used to have her fill-in show after mine this summer. She was obsessed with it, and she kept on texting me about it. And Carolyn Calloway is basically this, like, influencer, but she's, like, you know, like, a pretty blonde white girl who goes to Cambridge, and she writes these, like, long captions that are, like, super, like, fluffy and, like, artsy about Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And she sells these, like, Matisse, like, the artist Matisse, like, cutouts with, like, funky patterns.
Yeah.
Which is, like, stealing, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, if I, like, photocopied the Mona Lisa and, like, put tie-dye in the background and sold it for like $200. That's basically what she does. And she's like, no, it's like covering a song. It's like, if I was a singer, I'd be covering Taylor Swift songs. But like, my mind doesn't work that way. So I do my Matisse cutouts. And like, she wrote this book and it totally flopped. And she's just like, it's so amusing to me. I don't know who she is or like how she got her fame, but she's just like delusional and it's incredible. But she goes to Cambridge, so that's nice.
How'd she get into Cambridge if she's that dumb?
She could be like
academically smart, but everything else stupid. And also money,
probably, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how fancy schools work.
I feel like the idea that like, oh, my brain doesn't work that way. Like, I see art in a different way. It's like, no, you're not. Like,
you're just stealing
anyone can just use like a colored pen on top of another piece of art.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible though. I'm sure she's making money off of it.
I guess so. What about my friend got a tattoo of like a Matisse photo? Do you think that's plagiarism?
Matisse dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh. That was a stupid question.
I think so.
Well, I mean, there's nothing like if the artist is alive, I'd say you ask them. Like, there's this artist I like on Instagram and I DM them. And usually it's like you commission it. It's probably like if it's like already existing, it's not like expensive. It's like $20 or something.
Yeah.
So I'd say if they're alive, you ask. But if they're dead and it's like classic, like, you're not making money off of it.
No.
I guess maybe if the tattoo artist is, maybe if they're advertising their Matisse tattoos, maybe that's weird. But
yeah, because she just was like, oh, I like this piece of art. I just want to go get it tattooed. Fine.
Like, there's a lot of like things that people, like the fingers touching, whatever that, you know?
Oh,
the fingers. I can't, yeah. This is radio, you can't see me. I'm like doing
she's
it into the mic.
She's touching her fingers. She's touching her fingers.
Yeah, that, like, I feel like a ton of people get that.
I feel like it has something to do with David or something.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of classic art that people get just tattooed on them. I don't think there's really anything they could pay the estate. But who? No. You're not going to email the estate of, like, Leonardo da Vinci or whatever and be like, oh, I want your tattoo.
I like how you can tell we know a lot about art history. We're like, you know, the one where they're touching.
Yeah, I literally know negative things about art. I'm dumb, but that's fine.
That's a mood.
Yeah.
In other news, completely unrelated
but hilarious,
I've got a quality anecdote for everyone out there. So recently, because I was bored, I was like, you know, I'm gonna get Tinder because, you know, why not
re-download Tinder
because like it's fun to talk to people. And the validation of just, like, the swipe right and, like, it's a match is enough. Like, I never want to talk to you. Just the, like, yeah, like, I thought you were attractive. I'm like, that's enough for me. But I had it last summer for, like, a month or whatever, and then I deleted it because, you know, life moves on. And so I tried to re-download it. So I, like, put in all my info and everything. And it's like, sorry, your account is banned forever. And I was like, what? Like, why? Like, what did I do? So I definitely spent way too much time researching why I was banned on Tinder, but they have terrible customer support service. You heard it here first. No live chat, no numbers, like nothing. And I looked up, like, why was I banned? And it was like, you were banned because you violated our guidelines. You'll never get your account back. That's it. So I emailed them and I was like, hey, I understand your banning policy is really strict, which I totally understand because, like, if people are making, like, sexual comments or, like, very inappropriate things or, like, age things, like, totally, I get it.
I don't understand the age thing, though, because I see so many people who are, like, actually, I'm 17, and I'm like, what? Like, why don't you ban them?
Ban them, right? So I was like, hey, whatever. So I emailed them, and I was like, hey, I understand I can't get my account back probably, but, like, can I just know why I was banned? Because I didn't do anything on Tinder that was inappropriate, never trolled or sent, like, really sexual comments or anything. So I was super confused. And they emailed me back, and they were like, nope, we can't tell you. You're banned for life. Please never come back. And so I'm like, what the hell? So I started going on, like, forums about why people were banned. And it was, like, all just guys. Like, oh, I sent, like, a dick pic. And I'm, like,
how do you
upset.
Can you send photos on
that? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it. But, like, they're like, oh, I got banned. And then I saw, like, one of them was like, you shouldn't mention anything political on your Tinder. Like, don't mention anything about political affiliation, political ideology, anything like that. And so I'm a poli sci student. So my bio was straight up, I'm a communist. And so I got banned from Tinder for being a communist. Not clickbait, story time.
Just start a YouTube.
I really
like crying on the thumbnail. Like, emojis.
Yeah, I need, like, such an over-the-top title, though. Like,
Tinder, the Tinder execs are political silencers or they're, I don't know.
Tinder just, hates free speech, question mark?
I don't know. I can't believe, like, of all things, like, communism.
I mean, the thing is, like, at first it's funny, like, oh, I got banned from Tinder because I made a joke about communism. But if you think about it, the fact that you're not allowed to mention anything political seems kind of ridiculous to me. Like, that's a big part of our society and our world, and people talk about it, and, like, I think that's not bad.
Like, yeah, there's also, like, dating apps where you plug in your political affiliations before.
Yeah, you can do that on, like, Bumble and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, and I was banned for life, like, unless I get a new phone number.
Who needs them?
I mean, there's other dating apps, but that's not the point. So if you're hearing this, tell everyone you know. I want this to blow up. I want to be like a BuzzFeed article, like, girl gets banned from Tinder. Like, 19-year-old Kyla from Vancouver,
you're 19?
BC. Oh, I'm 20. I don't,
like,
even
wow,
know what
I thought
age
your birthday
I am.
Happened.
Who knows, honestly? My birthday's in like 6 months. I'm almost 21, so I don't know why
legal
I think I'm
in
19.
The That's exciting.
But I wasn't trying to overthrow the Tinder bourgeoisie, but they tried to ban me nonetheless.
Tragic.
But we've got some more jams for you, so you can think about why Tinder hates communism while you listen to these bops. So I hope you enjoy. The first song we've got going is Time Theft by Sunrise Social. Enjoy.
Time left of your hand. about you. The song is about me. You taught me how to breathe. I left you in the rear view. Who knows how you caught me? Staying in, eating home cooked food. So beautiful that something could be made for you. I can meet you on the other side. If you want, I can change my forever. Cause if it is our baby's name on another man, I can lie. I could never mean. Thank you.
for some to add all of cruel love of conquest for time. But I remember leaning near the window, bills didn't close, the party had thinned.
That was Jukebox Cutie by Bridal Party off their album Too Much. Before that was Kiwi by Alex Bent and the Emptiness off their album Baby. Before that was Parasomnia by Peach Kelly Pop off of Gentle Leader. And then it was Time Theft by Sunrise Social off their album Saint Helena.
Nice.
Nice quality. Good music.
Speaking of music, how do you feel about the UBC Welcome Back Barbecue lineup?
Well, I'm not going because I'm going to another concert, but I think it would be worth it for the memes of going to see Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm not going because I don't want to spend money. But I can't believe how did we get him? And then also ASAP Ferg,
they're actually pretty big. Like, I feel like Lil Nas X is just so big right now. Like, yeah. It's kind of surprising.
It was all schools.
Like, if they had got him before Old Town Road blew up, I'd be like, okay, like, that makes sense. But, like,
yeah.
Because I don't know who it was last year, but I feel like it wasn't good.
Last year it was, like, Killy or something, who's, like, from Victoria. Like, he pretends he's from Toronto, but he's from Victoria. Ooh. So, like, it makes sense.
Shade.
No, yeah, I have beef. I hate it. He, like, reps Toronto so hard. I'm like, my friend literally grew up with you on the island. But, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But I guess the year before, like, Joey Badass, but he's not, like, crazy big. Like, ASAP Ferg, like, what's the Plain Jane? That song was a hit.
That song was a hit.
So we got a double, double whammy.
Everyone knows Old Town Road. Like, it's huge. And, like, Panini and stuff. Like, his
little
EP. I've never
heard Panini.
It's good. If it wasn't top 40, I would play it. Honestly, I really enjoy it. But, yeah, that's this Friday, so.
I'm just offended that the AMS spent so much money.
It's
or
just,
UBC spent so much money.
It's just real expensive, like. I mean, like, I'm all for going to concerts. I'm going to a ridiculous amount of concerts in the next month. But, like, $60 to be, like, sweaty with a bunch of
and
kids with
the time
fake
we don't
IDs.
Get in.
You know? Yeah, like, they sell past capacity, and I feel like they just shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And it's really expensive. Like, it just.
Yeah, you can buy the cheap tickets, but that's before you know the lineup.
And
is that
it's
worth hard
it?
To resell tickets, I think.
Yeah, because no one wants to buy them.
Yeah.
And also, you have to buy, like, it to me, I've never been, but to me, it seems like the kind of event that, like, is only fun if you're really drunk, because otherwise, it's, like, just kind of gross.
I went in first year, and it was because it was Joey Badass, and I actually liked Joey Badass, and everyone in the crowd was, like, stupidly drunk and was, like, falling, and everyone was falling, and I was like, I'm little and innocent, what do I do? So it was kind of gross, but, like, he was good. But then it's a bunch of EDM people that, like, I don't know. And,
like, I don't know. You have to buy, like, drink tickets and food and drink, and, like, that's expensive, too.
Yeah. No.
Like, I just don't see the point in spending $100 to go get drunk at the Welcome Back barbecue when I could spend, like,
get drunk $20,
like, by myself in my house and have probably just as good of a time.
With the rainbow lights.
With the rainbow lights. I recommend everyone get them. $20 off Amazon. That's where it's at.
They're $20?
Yeah, they were
They're $20. So expensive at IKEA. I bought, like, a meter of just, like, white lights for extra lighting in my room, and it was, like, $11.
$20 off Amazon. Damn. And they change every color. I want to get to explain for people who have never been to my house. I have like a balcony area and this huge window, so they're strung across there. But then there's like the TV and then another window, and I really want to string them all along like that wall. I feel like it would look good instead of just ending awkwardly. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. No one else knows what I'm talking about.
I know,
about.
We're like talking about lights. Riveting conversation.
I'll put that in
Great
the description.
Content.
I'll be like, back to school. We talked about communist Tinder and LED lights.
And Carolyn Calloway. Oh, tragedy has hit.
What?
Love Island winners have broken up. Amber and Greg, I was so invested, and it's over.
No way!
He said he broke up with her because he's trying to get into the Olympics for rugby and also wants to get his law degree, and also long distance is hard. I think these are all valid things. And then the internet was like, oh, Greg's the devil. Oh, he only used Amber to get the 25K. We hate Greg.
I like how you adopted an accent.
But I think I'm still... I'm.
You're still Team Greg?
Team Greg and Team Amber. I love both of them.
Did you watch The Bachelor? The Bachelorette?
After watching like British dating shows, like American ones are so tame and boring. Because they like... It's like the British cut all the fat around it.
Yeah.
Like The Bachelor is like romance and blah blah blah, but all people want is like drama and sex. That's all you want.
Yeah.
You watch these shows, and that's what Love Island is, especially season two when they didn't. It's like they didn't realize they're on television. So much went down. Now they're a bit more like reserved. It's so good.
Because my friend at work, Leanne, she watched The Bachelorette, so every time at work we would like talk about it. So I was like Team Tyler, and then she didn't choose Tyler, and that was like a whole thing. And now Tyler's dating Gigi Hadid, so like,
what? I don't know who Tyler is, but good for him.
He's
I guess.
Cute. I'll find a photo of him for you.
Yeah, or like Naked Attraction or whatever. Have you seen that show?
No.
Is it called Naked Attraction?
I don't watch a lot of reality TV.
Sorry, I like yelling producers because on Jesus and Mary, whenever they have a question, they just yell producers and then they Google. Yes, it is Naked Attraction. So basically the show is, so there's one person who's like looking for a date, and then there's four people who are like, she's choosing from.
Yeah.
So they stand in a box and the box raises from the bottom up. So the first round, it's like their legs and feet. And then it goes up a bit, and then it's, like, their genitalia and, like, stomach. And then it goes up, and it's their chest, and then up, it's their face. So every round, she eliminates someone based on just that part she saw. But it's so... I'm like, this can't be real. Like, it was described to me. I'm like, this can't be on actual television. It's on actual television. And it's really funny when they, like, eliminate someone at, like, the crotch stage, and the host will be like, so why are you eliminating them? And she's like, oh, he just doesn't seem confident. Like, it's always so vague. And,
I
like,
feel like he has trust issues.
Yeah, I just really feel like, I don't know, maybe he has mommy issues. I don't know. I just can't tell. And then at the end, when they pick their final person, they get naked. It's so strange. And the host is just like, oh, yeah, great. And then they, like, walk off into the sunset, and then they go on a date in clothes. But it's like and all the jobs of the people who are in it are like so like regular. They're like, I'm a school teacher. Oh, I'm a mathematician. Oh, I work at the bank. And like, I'm like,
but they're naked.
Aren't your colleagues going to see this? I don't know. It's like the craziest show I've ever seen.
I need to watch it.
It's on YouTube. Highly endorsed. But like, be alone. Like, I was watching it and my roommates were like, what are you doing? And I was like, come join.
You're like,
but don't judge me.
It's kind of weird, but I want you to accept it.
Yeah. YouTube. Check it out. It's insane.
I will. That was good. I appreciated everything about that.
Content. So we're just
content.
Trying to fill
we're trying to fill that content, but we've got more music content for you. So I've got Fix Your Heart. Oh my god. By Mr. Merlot off of his album, their album, City Sex Volume 2. I didn't look up City Sex Volume 1, but maybe you should. So, hope you enjoy.
fashion the secrets roll over me, familiar form and all the graces are perfect and forlorn. Maybe we can fix our hearts, maybe we can get somewhere closer. Maybe we can fix our hearts, maybe.
In case you don't speak cat, on Friday, September 20th, CITR Discorder, UBC Film Society, and the Blank Vinyl Project are all joining forces to bring you Cool Cat Chit Chat. It's a fall mingler and listening party hosted by UBC's three coolest clubs. It's free, fun, and all ages. Come by the Hatch Gallery in the Nest on Friday, September 20th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to chit and chat with some cool cats.
Afraid I'll say too much. I would break 100 hearts and half on my way to ya. I can't say I've been in love or push myself deep enough. Baby, I think you might be the exception. You could really be the one I finally let in. And I don't wanna mess this up, so I've been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in.
Get you.
Get you.
you.
All right, so that was Get You by Nimkish. And then the song before that was Free Your Love by Becky Ninkovic off their album Woe. And then, like I said before, it was Mr. Merlot with Fix Your Heart. And we looked it up, and there was no volume one of City Sex, just volume two.
Travesty.
So that's the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of it by using your ears.
Also, up next, we have Synchronicity. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I will see you guys next week. Hope you guys all have an awesome week.
Maybe I don't wanna make it all good. I don't really think that we could, or would, or should. Blue-eyed sprites in Ithaca sky. Dusk upon your cinnamon eyes. Wrap my arms around your belly. Tell me lies. Tell me lies. Tell me lies. Maybe I don't wanna make it alright. Place for you and I.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.